Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the show. Today's feature is my buddy and returning guest, Devin Allman. Had a lot of fun hanging out with Devin over at Create Records headquarters, his brand new record label he launched maybe a year ago or something like that. And we had a great time sitting talking about the label, talking about signing Jackson Stokes, and now the River Kittens, and working with those artists, and of course his own original music with Allman Betts Band, and much, much more on this episode. So hope you dig it. Do want to remind you that Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Roughneck Beard Company and American Rambler, located right here in St. Louis, over in the Maplewood area on Manchester. Stop by the shop and pick up some good stuff, all natural beard oils, beard balms, your junk powder, whatever you need. They've got it all over there. Or you can shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. And free shipping, I believe, in anything over $50. So keep that in mind on your purchases. And while you're there, use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off your purchase. It's a great way to help support local business and support this show. So get out there and pick yourself up some beard oils, beard balms, junk powder, or their Roughneck Beard Batter, one of my personal favorites. Roughneck Beard Batter is the ultimate beard and skin moisturizer. It's a blend of 8 nutrient-rich soft oils whipped directly into unrefined shea butter for a moisturizing kick like no other. The highest amount of triglycerides and fatty acids available on the beard care market, hands down. World-renowned, but made right here in St. Louis. And if you don't have a beard, American Rambler has you taken care of. All kinds of great grooming products over there. Check it all out. Again, roughneckbeardcompany.com. Also, big shout-out to Heil Sound for their continued support and helping make this show sound great. Recording this intro on my Heil PR40, and I love it. Check it all out and get yourself a brand-new microphone at heilsound.com today. If you're listening and you want to help out this show, and you can check out buyjack.com/rockpaperpodcast and pick up a brand new t-shirt. We got some little Shaney shirts or the original logo t-shirts. So if you want to hang out and look cool wearing a new Rock Paper Podcast t-shirt around town, that's a great way to do so. And kicks a few bucks back to the show. It's a great way to continue to support this project. But big thanks to anybody that's already bought one. I mean, they look sharp and they're comfy, and it really means a lot to me that people are buying them up. So thank you. All right, with that out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy this brand new episode with Devin Allman.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, hey, this is Devin Allman. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I am the president of Create Records, and I'm a member of the Allman Betts Band, and I love listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Thanks for having me.
Rock Paper Podcast.
This is beat paper. Paper covers rock. Rock beats is the Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri.
No.
St. Charles, Missouri. hanging out with Devin Allman.
Welcome hey.
Back to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
We are sitting here actually at the home of Create Records warehouse, or the headquarters, I should say, right? So very excited to be here, man, hanging with you and get a little downtime for a moment. I mean, obviously you're still working very hard
today, but you're home, and we get a chance to sit down and hang out for a moment. So
yeah, man, it's good to be home, and it's nice weather out here. We're hopefully have escaped all the you know, the Arctic temperatures that we had a few weeks ago.
That was some pretty wild stuff, man. It was
brutal.
Yep. So I'm glad I think that's all in the past now. Hopefully, I sent a text to my wife. I put on my shorts and my sunglasses, and now it's summertime, so it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So Create Records is kind of what we wanted to focus on this particular one. You've been on the show as for a couple different appearances with as a solo artist and with Almond Betts Band, and I think that was Devin Allman project, but Dwayne Betts set in on that one. So, mm-hmm. So now I wanted to kind of talk about the record label, because things are ramping up, obviously, with this. I know we've kind of talked about it just in conversation before,
right?
The idea and everything else, but this has always been there for you though for a long time, right? Like, you've been wanting to, you know, we've been talking about developing some talent and stuff, and
I've been wanting to have a record label since the days of being turned down by record labels. You know, it's really, you know, it was a dream of mine since the mid 90s. I mean, I always, you know, kind of fantasized about, man, what would it be like to have my own label and, you know, seek out, you know, my own artists and sign them and help them build careers and grow careers and nurture them and be their producer. And you know, it became a reality as of you know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Jackson Stokes was a neighbor of mine 20 years ago. He was just a kid,
right?
You know, and that story, you know, we've told it so many times, but for those who, you know, are late to the table, Jackson Stokes is a St. Louis based singer, songwriter, guitar player. He's a fantastic front man. He's a virtuosic guitar player. He's a great songwriter. He's like 28 years old. When he was about 11, he was my neighbor, and I had a St. Louis band called Honey Tribe at the time, which I know some people out there will remember. And we would rehearse at my house, which really was about 5 minutes from this headquarters that I have here in St. Charles now. And his dad was a really big music fan, used to spin a bunch of vinyl and stuff, and he caught wind that, you know, quote unquote, Greg Allman's son was, you know, living across the street. And he said, man, Tyler, Jackson's real name is Tyler on his license. His middle name is Jackson. He said, man, you ought to go over there and knock on his door and, you know, hang out with him, play guitars with him, do whatever. Cause he was already showing an interest in guitar. And just, you know, he came over. Can I watch Honey Tribe rehearse? And I was like, yeah, man, come on, you know? And, he really showed an interest in music, and he was already playing guitar. And within a year he got like scary good at guitar, like out of nowhere. And then he, you know, he started putting together bands. He started sitting in with, you know, some kind of, you know, rock stars like Robert Randolph and stuff. And then he started really writing songs. And so, you know, we're talking about, you know, this progression from like age 11 to like 16, 17, 18. And, you know, I always told him, hey, every time you do a batch of songs, you know, bring them over. I want to hear them.
Right.
Mother Mary, I'm going to Georgia. I'm going to eat a peach for peace. Tell your brother I'm leaving at midnight. Meet him right outside of D.C. I can't get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my head now, baby. I can't get you out of my head. And all that sweet loving too. All that sweet loving too. Keep a phone on, I'm gonna be calling from the morning till the night. Because your voice keeps me going, make me feeling alright. I can't get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my head now, baby. Can't get you out of my head. And all that sweet love and do, I picked up the papers, marked the day of rebirth now, for the love that will linger. La da 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 ba ba da 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 da. I picked up the papers, marked the day of rebirth now, for the love that will linger. Out of my head, I can't get you out of my head now, baby. Can't get you out of my head. And all that sweet love, I can't get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my head now, baby. I can't get you out of my head. All that sweet love and tune.
And then it got really, really good. And I took him down to Memphis and I produced some songs for him. And then my career really got crazy busy and he went off to college and, you know, told him like, man, you know, get that degree. You'll be proud of it, you know, and you're young. You can always do music when you're done with college. And, so he did get his degree, and when he came out, he went right back to writing and recording and whatnot. But anyway, long story short, I was working with him on some songs, and then I had one more album to deliver to Roof Records. I had done Turquoise and Ragged and Dirty, and I had to deliver one more record to be done with my contract. And I hit a writer's block. I couldn't write. It was crazy. It was like literally going back to the, how do you write a song, you know?
Right.
And I called Jackson and I said, man, come write a song with me. He ended up writing half of the record that became Ride or Die. And then when it came time to tour to support that record, I was like, well, who better to play those songs? You know, you're in my band. Come on, let's go.
Absolutely.
Took him all over Europe, took him to Australia. He became, you know, part of the Devin Allman Band. And, you know, we had a good run. And then my parents passed away within 4 months of each other, 4 or 5 months of each other. And, I took a really long pause for almost a year. And, then I was like, during that pause, I was like, I'm going to start this label. I've always wanted to do it. Now I have some time. I'm not touring. So, you know, I filed the paperwork. I got everything done, you know, and I took some money and I took Jackson down and we started his debut album. And it was a gas, you know, and I was really excited that not only is I producing his debut album, but I was launching my label with it,
right?
You know, and I've never done anything like this. I mean, I know how the business works, but you know, starting a label from the ground up is, you know, it's a lot of time and it's aligning the right partners and pieces and, you know, getting distribution and finding somebody to run the label because I'm on tour. So I found a great gal that had been in the industry before that I actually went to high school with when I lived in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And just kind of stumbled back upon her, you know, thanks to social media. And we got to talking and she runs the label to this day. And she does a great job, Denise DeVito. And she's a hard worker and really believes in the artists we have. So Yeah, I mean, in a nutshell, here we are. Now we've signed our second artist. Jackson had a really great run with his debut record. He came out and opened for the Almond Betts Band, did a killer job, sold a great amount of records for a brand new independent artist. And, you know, and the label learned a lot, and he got really good publicity, and now we're actually, we've already had one meeting about his sophomore record.
Nice.
So,
well, let's drop in a little tune from that record that you guys worked on, and this is a song called Slave for Your Love. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to play some Moog synthesizer on it. All Moog. Right. It's actually Moog. And we had Shannon McNally do the really sexy background vocals on it, and it came out great. We're really proud of this one.
Yeah, man. Can't help but start moving when you hear this stuff, man. This sounds really good and just a fun, feel-good song. And it's available everywhere you're getting your digital music at. And I think we got some physical copies as well. So if you're into collecting like I am, grab yourself one of those CDs. And
yes.
Now, like you're saying, Jackson's been a member of the band and co-wrote with you, and he's now and then been on the tour opening for All My Bets Band and stuff. Yep. And so it's cool to see that, you know, let alone like you're, you know, doing the hands-on in the studio and stuff, but it's a whole package. You're getting, you know, he's being a part of every process along the way, like, and yeah. getting out there on the road and showcasing what he can do and stuff. And as a solo artist now and things and his band. And so,
well, that's, you know, it really kind of comes to the core of what, you know, I had to kind of ask myself, well, why do you want a record label? Do you just want to, you know, beat on your chest and say, I have a record label? Or, you know, what's the real purpose? And the real purpose is to help people launch careers,
right?
You know, and to give back to music. Music's been good to me. So what can I do? Well, I can perpetuate the art form by investing in up and coming talent and giving them a launching pad. You know, so I mean, heck, if you know, before I leave the earth, if I could help launch 20, 25 artists, that's the goal. So the construct of the label is really simple. It's I'm going to sign an artist a year, I'm going to produce their record, and I'm going to put them out on tour opening for the All My Bets Band, and they'll instantly play to 1,000 or 2,000 people a night in that construct. And then we'll get them a booking agent. We'll make sure they go visit all those markets they just played with us. Mm-hmm. And instead of 20 people creeping in, you know, hopefully you get 100 or two and really start, you know, the ball rolling. So it really enables me to one, give back to music. And two, I really love producing records. I really love the art of the capture. You know, live, it's one shot. You can't re-sing a line live.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's another art form in recording, and it's really capturing a mood and capturing something that can touch people over and over and over. And so that's kind of the magnetism of producing records for me. I can hear a really great song. I can hear it done in my head and then just reverse engineer. How do I get there? You know?
You've recorded some of this here in St. Louis, right, with Jackson at Sawhorse, right?
Yeah. So Jackson, we did basic tracks at Hi-Low Recording in Memphis.
Yeah.
And then we did overdub tracks like vocals and some, you know, guitar lines and stuff here at Sawhorse, which is a great local studio.
Yeah.
And also we rented out a studio in Florida on tour. We had a couple of days off and we did some work there. Yeah. So. Just pecked away at it, yeah. You know, but yeah, it's coming along, you know. It's now with our second signing, it's like, okay, this is real, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, want to do all we can for the River Kittens.
Yeah. Then these are two girls, like I've been following their career. Same thing with Jackson for a long time, you know, and they're friends of mine. And, so it's cool to see them finally like getting out. I mean, anybody that knows them knows that they're superstars in the making. Like it was just a matter of time this all coming together for you and for them. Like there's a great partnership, and it's just like everything kind of clicked into place now, it seems. And like things are really happening fast since you two started working together and stuff. But we got you released their debut single for this, which was Atlantic City, which anybody a fan of music knows this song. It's been around a long time, but a great cover of a Bruce Springsteen song made famous by the band. But it's fun too to hear a song like this, like that you've heard, you know, a bunch, but now it's like totally flipped hearing two female vocals on it and stuff, and it gives it a whole different vibe to it. And even got G Love to come play some harmonica on it, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's all about River Kittens, and he's a dear old friend of mine. I've known G, oh my God, since 94 or 5. We were kids when we first hung out and you know, we're hanging out.
Night.
Yeah, I think you're right. They really flipped the script on their treatment of Atlantic City. It's like you've almost heard it that way before when right. you hear it. It's like this instant nostalgia. But their voices are really transcendental to me. Like when I hear them, you know, harmonize, I kind of get transported. They're really great. And, you know, everybody in St. Louis that's been following and cheering them on for years knows it, you know. And it's time. It's time for them to build an international following. It's time for them to go out and not play bars but play theaters. Mm-hmm. And it's time for them to get that next phase of their career, you know, really kicked in the ass.
Yeah. There was a cool moment. You just had the Allman Family Revival in at Ryman, and
yeah.
That was really. I saw a little video online and of the girls are doing Atlantic City, and then the whole band joined them at the end, and it was just a really. I mean, I got goosebumps now thinking about it. Just like it was such a cool moment, like as a just like kind of the welcome and like a big hug on stage kind of thing. Like, hey, welcome to the family.
Yes.
And we're here at the Ryman and everything else. Like it was, imagine that was just like for you and for everybody in that room, I imagine it was just an incredible experience.
Well, the Ryman in Nashville is certainly one of the most, you know, storied venues in the world. So for us to do the annual Allman Family Revival, this is the fourth year, to do it there was really special. And of course, you know, whenever, you know, as a label, when you have a release, when you have a new signing, you really want to kind of stack the deck on building a story. So, you know, we didn't just want to announce the signing. We wanted to announce the signing and boom, within the announcement, there's your single drop of Atlantic City, which is just a wild first single to be this Bruce Springsteen song with G Love on it. So we're adding to the story. We're adding to the story. And then, oh, by the way, next week they're going to open at the Ryman. We're adding to the story. And the moment that you talk about, the goosebump moment, which is out there on YouTube, if you type in River Kittens Ryman or River Kittens Allman Family Revival or however you would find it, we were live streaming that night and we weren't supposed to have an opening act. I made them, yeah. You know, it's like, hey, it's our night. We're going to do what we're going to do. And I'm going to have River Kittens do three songs and then we're going to play. And then I was like, oh crap. Like, so they're going to play three songs and walk off the stage and then we're going to come on. And that's kind of, that's a little awkward. From a live stream perspective, you know, you want everything to be very, just very seamless. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, wait, at the end of Atlantic City, we're going to have the whole band come out and just play it with them.
Right.
Kind of a hand off the ball. And they'll walk off and we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4 into, you know, Airboats and Cocaine, I think was the first song that night, which is a fun song off our new record. But it worked out great. And you're right. It was like a big welcome to the family. And like, you know, you deserve to be here as well, you know, as us, you know, you've worked to get here to the Ryman. It's not some favor. It's like you worked your ass off. You deserved, and they do deserve. So
yeah, definitely.
That was a fun moment.
Yeah. Did you have any advice or any of that? I mean, I'm sure they were pretty nervous backstage. Or did you get the chance to talk to them before? And,
yeah. There's like four or five dressing rooms at the Ryman, and since it was my event, I took the one closest to the stage, and they popped into my dressing room. You know, I texted them. I said, "Hey, come see me before you hit the stage." And it's about 10 minutes before they went on, and my guy brought down a bottle of Patron from upstairs, and I said, "Man, let's do a good luck shot. Let's loosen up. Let's have fun. Like, you deserve this. You know, you guys are so awesome. I love you so much, and I believe in you guys so much." And yeah, I think they were more like just super, super excited more than like nervous. I didn't get a nervous vibe off of them, although Maddie might tell you different. Yeah. yeah, we did a shot. I gave him a big hug and I said, go kick some ass, man.
Sure.
Go own it.
Yeah. Well, that's I think that's what's cool, like, too, about all this. Like, obviously, you know, in a similar sense to what we talked about with Jackson, like, you brought Maddie out on a couple of shows with you, to, and she was singing some harmonies, and Tom Petty cover, right, or something like that?
Yeah. On my first solo record, I did Stop Dragging My Heart Around, right, which was originally Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks, and I did it on my record with Samantha Fish.
Right.
So sometimes through touring, you know, if we're, you know, hanging out with a chick singer from wherever, you know, signed, unsigned, big name, no name, doesn't matter, sometimes I would just kind of play that card and do the duet. And Maddie came out on the road with us because she's the girlfriend of Nate, who is our front of house sound engineer, who's also an amazing bass player and just a great guy. And so she came out to just kind of hang out with Nate, really.
Right.
And I heard her sing, and I was like, whoa, why don't you do this song with us tonight? Yeah. And she was like, hell yeah. And that's where kind of our relationship started. And I respected her voice, you know, out the gate, you know, when I met her 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool that it's kind of come, you know, this far, but, yeah, she has sat in with the Allman Betts band now probably, I don't know, half a dozen times on different songs, different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, bringing, Allie into the mix with the River Kittens as a duo and everything, getting us all out there. It's,
yeah,
super cool, man. So if you aren't, plugged in, you need to be. You got River Kittens on your social media, you got Jackson Stokes, you got Create Records.
Yep.
So obviously a big year for everything for the label. And so you thinking, you said that you were going to try to kind of focus it one artist a year, is that's the goal?
I think, you know, with having well, first of all, out of fairness to the artists, you know, I want to be able to designate the whole year of focus from our team on just one.
Right, for sure.
And also with the component of them opening for the Allman Betts band,
right,
I would hate to sign two artists and only one get to come open. That's not really cool. So, yeah, I think I've designed it in the right way, and it gives a lot of focus and a lot of time. So yeah, we've got a great year lined up for River Kittens. We've got another single coming out in April. We've got the EP coming out in June. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the vinyl in August. And then there's some surprises along the way for sure.
Sure.
Some tricks up our sleeve for marketing. And hopefully if touring resumes back to normal, summer is festival season. It's a little harder to have an opening act out with us. So the fall, you can expect to see them playing some big ass theaters opening for Allman Betts.
Very cool. Yeah, man. And anybody that's been following along on some of those socials and stuff, there's been some pictures and updates along the way that you've been recording at Sun Studios with them. So
yeah. So the EP, we decided to do a 6-track EP as their debut instead of a full album. And it's really, it's been a joy to produce. It's going to be just the two of them, the two voices, the acoustic guitar, the mandolin. And then I'll flavor it, you know, with, some ear candy, a little kick drum off in the distance. So you have a pulse to kind of bob your head to, a lot like Atlantic City came out, the very kind of kind of subdued production, that really puts the focus on the song and the vocal. And yeah, man, I, you know, again, building the story for them, I was thinking, you know, yeah, we could record this in St. Louis. We could record it anywhere, someone's basement, sound great. But, I think you add to the story. So I called down to Sun Studios. I did a live from Sun Studios PBS special years ago. And that's where I kind of got my foot in the door there was via, PBS. And, so not everybody gets to record at Sun, and I was really grateful that, you know, it's a museum by right. day.
Yeah.
You go and you buy your t-shirt, you see where Elvis recorded. It's not a very, it's about this size.
Right.
And, so yeah, I called him and I said, hey, you know, can I bring this project down? And, So it's pretty wild because you got to get in there after the museum. So you're walking into the session not at noon or two. You're walking in at six, and you got to be wrapped by midnight. So it's quick.
Right.
But it was really great. You know, we got in there. We got a feel. You know, they're standing there where legends have stood. And we ran a few of the songs that we chose for the EP. And then, you know, near the end of the session, I said, man, that was great. But you know what I really want to do the next two nights is I want to come in here at six. We're your audience. And I want you to play us a six-song show. Just even if you mess up, keep going. Keep the spirit. You know, talk in between the songs like we're your audience. And it really put them in that mindset of like, you know, this is it. So when you hear it and you hear some of the production value, obviously that'll be added later, you'll know that at the core of it, the two voices and two instruments are all live.
Right.
You know, right there in Memphis.
Yeah.
And man, there is about two songs, maybe three, where there's some quiet moments and you hear the cars going by on Union Avenue and yeah. It's like perfect. You know, it's like the perfect commas and apostrophes in the dialogue of the music. Like it accentuates it. It's not, you know, intrusive in any way sonically. It really adds to the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I can't wait for you to hear it. It's
yeah,
really cool.
I'm excited. Yeah, like I said, I love those two and I'm excited to see what happens for him. I just, you know, big cheerleader over here.
Man, I'm so excited for him too because their talent is off the charts and they're so likable and they're so engaging. You know, you just immediately in 30 seconds of seeing them, you just want to go drinking with them. Like, you know, they're just like the coolest, you know, down ass girls. Yeah. Like just like you could just hang with them all night, you know, and I think they really represent the spirit of St. Louis and the history of the music scene really, really well.
Yeah, man.
And when we got in there and they started playing their tunes at Sun Studios, you know, we're talking legends. If you're not familiar, look up Sun Studios Memphis and your jaw will drop. I mean, this is where a lot of rock and roll started, man. And their music fit into the fabric of that history. Like, it wasn't like they were just going there and doing a session there. They're part of that history now, and rightfully so. Like, their music was just perfect for that room and that vibe.
Yeah, very cool, man. Yeah, I can't wait. So hopefully, you said EP in April.
We actually set the release date today. It's June 11th.
All right.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out. But yeah, I'm kind of like, I obviously, you know, nowhere near Sun Studio level, but I've been, I know what you're talking about, some of that, like, you know, traffic sound coming through, and mm-hmm. like I've done some of these recordings and some of those, I'm just a fan of that kind of stuff, like the little nuances in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I did one of these, we used to record it, like just a single like tabletop mic, and I recorded one at like on a back porch in South City and just like hanging out, and my buddy Jackson Howard, and he was playing a song about kind of this going through the woods, going to his, like, you know, his little hideaway thing in the woods and meeting up with this girl, and you know, it's evening in St. Louis, we get little bugs start, you know, making noises and stuff, and it was like such a perfect compliment to the song as he's talking about, like, you know, going through the woods, and it's like it's not like we planned this or set it up, but it just happened to be perfectly captured on the microphone, these little bug sound effects, and it like made the song what it was. And then, like, he actually, I don't know that I influenced it or anything, but when he went to the studio and cut the studio version, there is some of those effects in there. So
there you go.
And there was one we did, and I got to record one in Gaslight, and it was Lou Fest when they were doing the Chuck Berry tribute, and they were practicing the Gaslight there, and I'm in the middle of like having an interview, and all of a sudden I hear like a big mic back there, like riding along in my automobile. And I was like, it just like, you know, leaking through the walls and stuff. So it was like a really cool moment to have captured on a
heck yeah. And
on an interview and stuff. But
you never know when something is just gonna, you know, just fit right in.
Yeah, that's what I love about this. You know, just like you press record, you never know what's gonna happen, and all of a sudden something happens like that. So
Might get somebody walking through the headquarters front door, because so many people were on like a kind of a antique-y row here, and so many people just kind of walk in.
All right.
And I'm like, I'm at my computer like working, and I'm like, can I help you? Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, what store is this? And they see the artwork, and they see like the oriental rugs, and they're like, what store is this? And I'm like, this is my office. And then they just kind of turn white, like, right. You know, we might get a straggler come in here. That would be great.
That's funny. This is very cool, man. I'm like, you know, it's my first time down here and getting to check out the record space here. But I'm happy for you, man. I'm excited to watch this thing continue to grow. And of course, I'm super proud of everything you and the Almond Betts band have been up to. I mean, things are blowing up, man. It's crazy to...
We're working hard, man. Yeah. You know, we managed to find a way to tour during this crazy time. And, you know, we started with some kind of fly-out dates in the Northeast doing drive-in shows where, you know, instead of a drive-in movie, they put a stage in front of the screen and throw a concert. And those went off safely. And then venues started to open with much reduced capacity, and we started to do that, and they were still fly-in dates because it wasn't enough dates to string together to get the tour bus out from Nashville. And then in the fall, we were able to do that. We were back on the bus. I think it was October. So it had been 8 months since we had been on our tour bus, and we did 10 days October, 10 days November, and we just finished a 2-week run. We've got a 3-week run coming up in April with a date in St. Louis. And where is that? Because it's a venue I've never played, and it's kind of an unconventional outdoor.
Yeah. I think so. Old Rock House is presenting, but it's at the Chesterfield Amphitheater.
Chesterfield Amphitheater, yeah. Which I've heard really great things about. Super. And it's essentially, you know, the promoters and the folks from Old Rock House, which, you know, has always been a favorite venue of mine.
Yeah.
So that's exciting to play at home again. That's been a long time. Like, my son can come out, and my sister, and my lady, and
that's, you know, April 18th in Chesterfield Amphitheater.
April 18th, Almond Betts Band, and looks like we're going to have Jackson Stokes and River Kittens open. So.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
Yep.
It's a neat space, man. It's like, you know, it's the way it's like tiered in the lawn. It's not just like a grass hill. Like, it's like a concrete wall, leveled grass, mm-hmm. and then another wall. Like, so it's like, it's perfect for if you want to set up a lawn chair or sit on the edge of the wall, you know, or whatever and stuff.
I think I did play there with when I was in Royal Southern Brotherhood, and I think we opened for, gosh, I don't know, like Robert Cray or like Fabulous Thunderbirds or somebody like that. It was more of a blues based crowd, but I did play there. It's been a long time though,
right? Yeah. But yeah, I like it out there, and it's just they don't get a ton of shows out there. Like, I'm hoping that they start utilizing it more. Like, you know, they've I know Taste of St. Louis has been out there, and they've done a couple of different festival type of settings like that. But you know, it should be happening all the time out there. So
yeah.
So, but well, hopefully this is gonna be a fun one for sure, man. So mark your calendar, grab tickets because they're going quick. I mean, there's I don't know what's left.
Well, it's limited capacity.
Yeah,
so yeah.
Right. So they're. Yeah. But by the time you hear this, hopefully there's some left to grab some. But yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you doing this, Devin. It's been a lot of fun, man. Getting to catch up with you. Like I said, it's been too long.
And but, thank you for, you know, supporting the label's artists, and you know, it means a lot. You do a lot for the community, and you do a lot for the scene. You know, when I'm off tour and want to go see somebody jam, I just look up your stuff, and I'm like, oh,
right.
This guy's here. This band's there. And it's really a service that you do for the community. That's why I'll always be on your side and do your show and pimp your stuff, because that means a lot. That someone takes the time to do that you know, it's organizing, you know, and you're really good at it and you get the word out there. And a lot of people really depend on you to know like what's going on, especially, you know, people that, you know, maybe aren't able to be fully engrossed in the scene. It's like, you know, they're working their ass off or they have new families or, you know, and they get that one night that month and they want to go see something.
Yeah.
They can count on you, man. And that's really cool. So kudos to you.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of fun doing it. So it's, you know, but I'm glad people dig it, respond the way they do. And
for sure. So. And it appears to just, you know, be getting better and bigger every year. So
this year I'm really trying to branch out a lot more. I started recording with a lot more, you know, kind of more national, you know, people outside of St. Louis and everything, just trying to expand the brand a little more, especially now that, you know, as you're very well familiar, we, you know, with Zoom and everything else, yeah. Like I've been meeting up with people and I found out a way to make it
definitely
work. And, I just did one with Ali Venable the other night.
Yeah,
that was,
man,
super cool. Austin Lucas, you know, a lot of really talented songwriters I've been getting to hang out with online.
You should. I mean, so, you know, I think the conversations with musicians is, you know, always going to draw people in, and then you have that local information and that local slant, you know, which is always great. But yeah, man, you should always go for the nationals for sure.
Yeah,
all they can do is say no if they're too busy or whatever. But
you know, and again, like it's just kind of cool to catch up with these people while they're at home, and then hopefully when they come to town, we can actually properly meet and hang out and record together or something like that. But you know, it's like, you know, while not a lot of people are on the road at the moment, it's nice to get at least have some kind of thing where we can communicate and
for sure
and plug what they're doing. And so, but yeah, man, I have a lot of fun with this, and I'm gonna keep doing it until I actually, you know, this is something I would aspire to do eventually, start my own label or some kind of thing and kind of harvest my own talent, that I, you know, seen again, just like you, a bunch of friends in music, and I see there's a lot of really talented people, and like if I can help give them that push they need to get to the next level, then I would love to be able to do that. So it's definitely a goal for me too, man. It's like kind of a bucket list thing. One of these days hopefully I'll be in a position to be able to make that happen.
I mean, it's I think at the end of the day, we, you know, those of us that really, you know, love art this much, just want to see it keep going.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that's the thing. I'm so proud when I, you know, pick up a Jackson record or you know, the River Kittens, I see them play, and it's like, man, it's, you know, we're a family.
Yeah, or seeing their name in the newspaper.
Yes, thank you, Kevin Johnson. Yeah, we love you.
Yeah, that's a very
he's been an ally for so many years. That guy has every record I've ever put out, every project I've ever done. Like he's always been right there, and that's good. St. Louis Inc.
Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, never gets old. Feels good every time. Yeah, so. Well, right on, brother. Well, thank you. And
you.
Get plugged in on social media and on the websites and find when Jackson, Stokes, and River Kittens are coming to a town near you.
Yeah, pull them up on your Spotify and play the shit out of these.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.